So overall, Lakers actually had the ball longer. 25 minutes, 49 seconds for Lakers. USA 22-11. But like we said, USA had some big plays that didn't take very, very long off the clock to score.
Yeah, when you have a high-powered offense, sometimes time of possession doesn't necessarily work for you because when you get 4 yards, 6 yards, and then 68 yards, your time of possession really doesn't reflect how well you played. Lakers, surprisingly, had a fast-paced, no-huddle offense where they continued to push it in the first half, but they would get 3 yards on every play, and it would just their drives took longer. But they did not find the end zone often enough, and they could definitely had no answer for the USA offense.
So, Dave, I've been meaning to ask you this all night. USA came in this season coming off of a 1-8 season. Really not sure what direction to go. New coach, liked what they're doing. All of a sudden, we're 6 weeks in, they're 5-1. Did the team tonight look like a team that went 1-8 last year?
Oh, no way. There's no chance that somebody who sat in this crowd and watched them play would have guessed that they would have went 1-8 last year. There's no way.
As far as the upcoming schedule, Lakers now falls to 3-3 on the season after losing three of their last four, including going dating back to that second half loss to Ubley 14-20. They went and beat Cass City at home 14-13, lost last week to Vassar 27-46, and now falling to USA 20-40. As far as the USA Patriots, well, of course, they go to now 5-1 on the season and still hang on to a tie in first place at 3-0 in the West and 5-1 on the season with a 40-20 victory over USA. Let's take you from the beginning of the season. Lost to Sandusky on the road 22-28. They got stopped short at the 3-yard line to lose that one. Since then, we saw them beat Ubley in Ubley 28-26. Then they were home against Brown City, beat them 36-13. Home against Bad Axe 52-20. Last week at Reese 42-0. And now they followed up with a victory over Lakers 40-20.
Well, we started off being impressed with this team, how they moved the ball methodically and played good defense. Not only are they still playing pretty good defense, but they have found an offense that scores a ton of points. And that makes them scary and dangerous. And they are going to give Vassar all they can handle next week. But the trick is with Vassar next week, and I don't want to tip my hand too much, is they are going to air it out. They look like a pro team. They're going to throw it 30 times next week. And that's a little different than what USA is used to seeing, so we'll see if their defensive backs are up for that challenge next week about this time.
USA came into this game averaging 36 points on offense and allowing 17, so add about 4 to 3 on either of that. So they're right on their averages. Lakers gave up a little bit more than what they're used to. Lakers came into this game allowing 20 points. They allowed 40. And they were averaging 19.6, so their offense was right on par.
Absolutely. They played well again, and they didn't even bother trying to score in the fourth quarter. So they did all that in three quarters. So a nice job by them, and they looked very good again tonight.
Looking forward, Dave, to the future. What's Lakers need to do to right this ship?
Oh, my. You know, they didn't really impress me at all. They, you know, just kind of speaks volumes to what I seen with Cass City 2 weeks ago, because I thought Lakers played very well, but it's starting to look to me like Cass City played that poorly, because Lakers really didn't have anything outstanding on offense. They did no big plays. Everything was 4 or 5 yards at the most, and on defense they gave up big play after big play after big play, and in this case Aaron Saenz had three of them, and then to combat that, they let the play action pass beat them. And, again, it was a game plan by USA that was executed well. Lakers, they have a tough road ahead of them.
Just in about 3 minutes ago, the Reese and Bad Axe game is all tied up at 32 apiece.
Tommy Morneau
runs it in to tie it with 2:33 left in play. We'll follow this one all the way to the end. In the fourth quarter, Cass City scores, and a 40-yard run from Nick Perry makes it Vassar 49. Cass City 21. That was just 2 minutes ago in real time. As far as some other finals, Dave Hanson, why don't you take us through those?
Well, in eight-man football, we have North Huron leading Dryden 54-12 with a minute and 35 seconds left to go. Morris takes the lead 34-30 over Deckerville. Deckerville has the ball as we speak, and Kingston finishes a rout of CPS 52-6. in 11-man football. Harbor Beach beats Brown City 12-7.
That sounds ugly.
No score from the Memphis Ubley game. We're going to assume Ubley won that game. Sandusky hands Marlette a big-time loss, 48-6. Sandusky beats Marlette. And last we heard, obviously, Vassar Cass City, 49-12. You spoiled it there with Bad Axe Reese. Tommy Morneau scored there. The two-point conversion was no good. 32-32 with 2.5 minutes to go. Reese has the football in that one. And obviously your final here, USA 40, Lakers 20.
Wow. So let's see. Let's take the East standings. Now Brown City came in tonight at 2-0. There he's followed to 2-1, so Sandusky alone at the top in the East at 3-0. On the West side, we have Vassar and USA both with victories tonight, despite the Vassar game not being over quite yet, but they're leading by 28 points in the fourth. So Vassar and USA both at 3-0 on top of the West and facing off next week right on this field in a game you can hear on Sports Radio 102.1.
Yeah, and really looking forward to it because I've heard so many good things about Vassar and how they play. They're very fun. We followed Harbor Beach just a couple of years back with a spread offense that can run it and air it out from the shotgun and spread formation. It's a very exciting, it's a fun offense to watch. They're going to sling the ball 30 times, like I mentioned earlier. And it's just fun because it's something different than we see, because we're used to seeing ground and pound, physical running of the football, which is what USA did here tonight. They really won that battle. And so it's going to be fun to see two very opposite teams clash, USA getting the chance to beat them at home here. So it should be a really good game next week.
And we're looking forward to that. Of course, like we said, Vassar at USA in week number 7. You'll hear that game on the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill from USA. The coverage will start at 6:15 p.m. this coming Friday, October 9th. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
Well, keep an eye on our Twitter feed. We're going to try and get you guys the finals of two of those real close games moving forward. But final thoughts, USA, just an unbelievable season after going 1-8, you know, rattling off. Was it 5 straight victories now? 5-1, very easily could be 6-0. They were stuffed at their own goal line trying to get into the end zone in week one. Really didn't know what kind of team that they had. Coach Langs and his crew have really opened the playbook, set these kids free. They're all on the same page, and they play very, very well outside of a couple penalties. Lakers, on the other hand, really showed they didn't have enough firepower to keep up. Just two offensive guys to really watch out for, and on defense they got beaten badly. With big play after big play. So USA very outstanding in this game, and Vassar better be ready because USA is ready for them.
And Dave Hansen, I'd like to also congratulate you on your first victory in the media roundtable. Both Paul Adams and Dave Hansen picked USA to win this one. Dave had a score of 30-20 with a 10-point differential. Paul Adams had 36-28 USA by 8. Real score 40-20, a differential of 20 in favor of USA. The winner goes to Dave Hansen, who first victory on the season. So no one is scoreless anymore, but you're still trailing me by 2 games.
Yeah, it was a much-needed victory.
Absolutely.
For me. I was running out of weeks.
Absolutely. So we'd like to thank all of our sponsors who made tonight's game possible on the WLAW Sports Network. DS Services, hang on, Dave Hansen with an update.
33 seconds left to play. Bad Axe scores. 6 points, 38-32. They lead Reese. 33 seconds left to go.
Be sure to check out Twitter for the remainder of that game as Bad Axe takes the lead over Reese with 33 seconds left, leading by 6 points. So we'd like to thank tonight's sponsors, DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Serve Pro, Rainy Signing Center of Bad Axe, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Sebring, and Stacks Market of Owendale. More Motor Sales of Caro, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regatine, Lakowski Long Group of Ameriprise, Pigeon IGA, USA Schools, and Thumb National Bank and Trust of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City. We'd like to hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast from USA as USA takes out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 40-20. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, filling in on the sports information side tonight, Kayla O'Neill doing a spectacular job, as we expected. Our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, doing a great job per usual. and I'm Clark Ramser, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Lakers falling to USA 40-20. USA staying atop of the Greater Thumb West and now taking on Vassar, a game you'll hear right here.